me and a sister, a nun, that had come on that year. And we were introduced. They called our names out in a meeting, and they said that we have two new people in the science department. Mrs. at that time, my name was Mrs. and Sister Robin. And so Sister Robin at that time was a young nun, just gotten out of school. And it was during the time when the nuns had just broken their wearing their habits. They didn't have to wear their habits. So I was called Sister Robin because the way I dress, you know, and there are some that, you know, this must be Sister Robin. But it was different teaching in Chicago, because even though they went, the blacks were sending their kids to the Catholic schools, at that time the nuns were very, very prejudiced. And a lot of people think just because you go into a Catholic school that nuns aren't prejudiced. But if there's prejudice in you, there's going to be prejudice in every organization. I can remember some of the kids coming to me saying that Sister So-and-so said that there weren't any ants in the building until you people moved in. And she was talking about the black students, because one of the students went to a classroom and there were some ants crawling on the floor. So she told the sister that there's some ants over there. So her answer to her was, they wouldn't have been here if you people, they didn't come here until you people start coming. So that's some of the things that I had to get involved in at the school, because the parents were sending their kids there thinking that they were being treated fairly when they were not.
Wow.
So
how was Milwaukee?
Milwaukee, I would say, in some instances, just like Chicago, but not as bad, because I was on the north side of Milwaukee, and I never went to the south side, so I didn't run into that much of hatred or in Milwaukee as I did in Chicago, because I traveled more in Chicago than I did in Milwaukee. When we moved to Milwaukee, I was teaching at an all-black alternative school for black kids. And I was there to help them. A lot of the kids had problems at some of the Catholic schools that they had been going to. And this was a Catholic alternative school for the kids that had been put out of the regular Catholic schools. We had blacks, whites, all different ones that had been displaced from the regular Catholic schools. They had an alternative school so the parents could send them to a Catholic school. And my kids were too small to go to school, so at that time my oldest one was maybe 4, 5, because we moved here in 78, and my youngest daughter was born in 77. So they were not enrolled in any of the public schools in Milwaukee. They grew up, they went to school completely in the Georgia school system.
Okay, so when you all moved from Wisconsin to Georgia, were there any culture shocks or?
For my kids, there were, because I grew up in North Carolina, so I could just hardly wait to get back south. But we moved here in August of 78. And my oldest daughter was 6, and my son was 4. So Christmas came and passed, and so we put up lights, and my kids said, "Mommy, what are you doing?" I said, "It's Christmas." "No, it's not, Mommy. It's not, Mommy. Why isn't it Christmas? It's not snowing." So that to them was the most, I mean, that would to them hurt them more, because